Welcome to another edition of MCC and You. I'm Stephen Rickard filling in today for Danny Kober. And with us, we have Sonia Parker. She's the bookstore manager at Madisonville Community College at the bookstore. And Sonia, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Well, let's talk about textbooks. And as people are going to college and getting all their books, one thing they might ask is, why are they so expensive?
That is a question I hear all the time. Everyone is shocked at the cost of textbooks. And actually, the prices of textbooks are continually rising. It's an important yet expensive part of a student's college education. The publishers continue to raise prices due to their increase in cost of publication. In fact, it is becoming such an issue that legislation implemented the Higher Education Opportunity Act in 2010, which mandates that schools, booksellers, and publishers take specific steps to promote the availability of lowering cost to students.
Now that sounds like a win for the students. What can be done about the price of those textbooks?
What we are doing at Madisonville Community College Bookstore is looking for alternative ways to deliver the textbook information to help lower textbook costs and give our students more price options. For example, we have several textbook programs. We have course model, digital books, rental programs, loose leaf books, and of course used books. And these programs are great ways for our students to save money and give them price choices. Our most popular is the rental program. It is easy. It's just like renting a movie. You just rent the book and return it at the end of the semester, and it saves up to 80% off the new book price.
So how much money can digital books save students, and is that convenient?
Digital books is another great program. It's especially great for our computer-savvy students. They can download an ebook onto their computer or laptop and save about 50 to 60% off new book cost. You can highlight and search and add notes just as if it were a paper book, but it's on your computer screen. It's a really great program, but students need to be computer savvy so that they aren't struggling to learn how to maneuver around the computer instead of learning the book content. Some students still prefer the actual textbook so that they can hold it and feel it and flip the pages, and that's okay too. It's a preference. We just want to make sure that we have as many price options as possible for our students.
Now, you mentioned Barnes & Noble, so is the bookstore there at Madisonville Community College a Barnes & Noble bookstore?
Yes. Most folks do not realize that Madisonville Community College bookstore has been operated by Barnes & Noble, actually, since 2004. However, the first thing people ask me is, do you have the great coffee and cafe? Unfortunately, no. We are a college Barnes & Noble, so our products and services are geared toward the college student. However, we do have the great Barnes & Noble gift cards that work at any Barnes & Noble store and Barnes & Noble online. So if you're looking for a great gift, you can always run out to the MCC bookstore and purchase a Barnes & Noble gift card instead of driving out of town to a traditional Barnes & Noble store.
Sounds like a winner. If some folks have any are in need of any more information, how would they be able to get a hold of you? Or is a lot of the stuff on the college's website?
Yes, you can check us out at the Madisonville Community College website or call us at the bookstore there at Madisonville Community College.
And if they just want to call the main number, they can get through
absolutely,
to you that way?
Absolutely, yes.
All right, sounds good. Sonia Parker is the bookstore manager at Madisonville Community College. Thanks, Sonia, for being on the show today.
Thank you.
All right, and I'm Stephen Rickard with another edition of MCCNU, and we thank you for listening today.